We've covered almost everything, certainly in Yeridei Chelek Shlishi. And I saw that one of the things we did not cover was Hilchos Shatnez. Now maybe you'll find it 20 years ago, I don't know, but not to my recollection. I was a little nervous about starting Hilchos Shatnez, because the beginning I felt wasn't so interesting, but once I started I saw that Fakeret, Reis Tzadiches, for reasons we'll see, on the contrary, is especially significant, really, for Kol HaTorah Kula. Nevertheless, I want to start with the Hakdama in Hilchos Shatnez. Hilchos Shatnez we're not basically familiar with. All we know about Hilchos Shatnez is you take your clothing, you go to the Shatnez tester, and you get it back with a, hopefully with a plumber or with a bill for the tailor, and you go on with life. So he blesses the food. So at any rate, there are a couple of points I want to make, qualistic points, b'derech hakdama, and from there we'll go to start some Reis Tzadiches. I think everybody knows that the word shatnez, chazal darshin, as three words, shua, tevi, v'nois, that in order for something to be shatnez, well, I should tell you first, you need tzemer and pishtin, that everyone knows. Tzemer is wool, and it's dafka wool from a lamb, or a sheep, from a male or female sheep. And pishtin, which is flax, which is a very specific thing that grows from the ground. In order to be made into a beged, to have a din beged, you need shua, tevi, v'nois. You need three things. Shua is to comb it, and it's combed out. When you take the fresh flax or fresh wool, it's combed out. If you remember from Reishis HaGez last year, it doesn't grow in threads. Out of the animal, it grows in what's called fibers, and that has to be combed. And tevi is it has to be spun. When you spin fiber into thread, the different pieces of fiber are twisted around each other. And just like in ancient days when we made wicks for the menorah out of cotton, we would twist it in order to get a straight piece of wick. So here, in a much tinier manner, the fibers are twisted around each other and they're made into a thread. If you pull a thread apart, you'll see that they're made of fibers, but the manner of spinning is such that it spins it into a thread. That's tevi. And noise is a machlokes Rashi and Tosis in Yavamis, what noise is. Rashi says it means it's woven into a baguette. And Tosis says, shazor. Shazor means that you twist many threads into a thicker thread. Braiding is usually used for when you have something that's braided. Here I mean to say, if somebody looks carefully at a tzitzis string, a tzitzis is not a thread. A thread is very thin. The tzitzis has numerous threads spun together. Kofel Shvaina, you have four or eight threads spun together, and the way it's done, like how do you take threads, wrap it around each other, and it sticks together? So there's a science to it. When the thread is spun, it can spin it clockwise or counterclockwise. Right? When you take threads and you spin them, you can do it this way or you can do it that way, whichever way you like. It works the same. Now, one is called a Z twisting, and one's a S twisting. It's a S or a Z because if you look carefully, there's a line that you could look at. If someone pulls the strings of tzitzis, you'll see my tzitzis are a Z. I don't know, maybe Sfaradim have an S, I don't know. But it's spun in a direction now that has a line this way. Now the science of it is, if you look very carefully, if you look at the threads, the individual threads, If the noise of the shazira is done like a Z, then the the tevi is done like an S. Notice, if you take off your glasses and look closely, you'll see that you can tell the threads from which the spinning is done are spun the other way. So that the nature of things to undo themselves, the nature of things that you spin is to push, pull back, the two offset each other. In the physics of it, the nature of the thing you're spinning, which is to twist one way, and the nature of the new twisting to twist the other way, is that they counteract each other, and usually they don't come apart. Sometimes they do come apart at the tip of the tzitzis, but typically they should be staying together. Now that's called shazor. That's when you twist together many threads. So again, you have fibers that are made into threads, and threads that are shazor that are made into the actual material from which the begadim are made, or whatever it is that's made. So we have again shua tevi v'noiz. Noiz, we have two hasberim. Rashi says it means arug, and Tosfos says it means shazor. The Rambam says like Rashi, it's arug, but we paskin even without ariga that it's usher anyway. Even if you just pin together, you take you have a wool baguette and you take a linen and you just put a button on with linen threads. So according to the Tosfos and the Rambam, that's not Rashi. According to Rashi and the Rambam, that would appear not to be deraisa, because there's no aruk. And afal pi kein, like Tosfos said, deraisa l'kuli alma, we ask him in the Rabbanan. Now it's going to be important later to know what's the deraisa and what's the Rabbanan for sfeikus, for cases where there are sfeikus, but that's not our discussion today. Yeah.
According to Tosfos, most threads that you buy satisfying both conditions, tevi and noiz.
The threads are shua and tevi, but thread is not noiz. Noiz is when you later go and you take a number of threads, you make a thicker a string out of them or a rope out of them. It would not be deraisa. If I said so far, it would be not deraisa according to anybody. It's neither shazor, you're right, nor arug. Good. You're right. Okay, now there's a second machloikis right there in the Gemara. If the iser is shua tevi v'noiz, do you need all three? Or you don't need all three. Now, it becomes a little complicated. We'll get to the Rambam Shita momentarily. From the Gemara itself, Rashi holds, Pashup Shat in the Gemara, it's only Shat is Shua and Tevi and Noiz. Which means that, again, it's combed out, it's made into threads, and it's Noiz, whatever you hold Noiz might be. The Shita of Rovi Shainim in the Gemara, interestingly, is that it's tevi oinoiz. It's shua, and then it's tevi oinoiz. It's either made into threads. Now, Tosfos can't hold because you can't do shazo without tevi. But otherwise, you could make, or you can do without tevi. You can make begadim. Well, the regular ariga you can't do. The typical ariga you can't do. But there is a way of pressing fibers together. Felt is made that way, and the padding that you have on your shoulder pads in the clothing is pretty much made that way. And there is a way of the science of it, of doing tevi einoiz. Many rishonim hold any. The Rambam, according to the girsa in front of us, is shua oitevi oinois. Is that it's any of the three? So here you have three sheetas. Rashi says shavat Torah. Sometimes it's easy to have all the sheetas. You just remember that they're all the sheetas. Rashi says you need all three. Rav Yishayim says shua you need, but tevi oinois. And the Rambam says oi shua oitevi oinois, according to the girsa that we have, which is the girsa of the Beis Yosef, that it's any one of them. The Tor had a girsa shua v'tevi v'noiz even in the Rambam. And there are some achrayim who say, look, if there are two girsais and one makes the Rambam a das yachid, why don't we just go with the Tor who makes him shtim with other rishayim? Now, this is going to be a big nafkamina in the most common type of shatnez we have today. Today, when you go into the shatnez checking, they don't. What they look for, the main thing they look for is the padding. That's in your. You can feel it in the shoulders of your jackets. Women's clothing have more padding in different places. Look at the padding. They look at the buttons, the thread of the buttons, and they look at the pinstripe. Sometimes the stripe of the pin is made with different material. I think it's basically what they look for. The most common problem they find is in the padding, in the collar lining, in the which is. We're going to talk later if this is totally so, but for the most part, it's shua without tevi and nice. Okay, it's made out of. There's no reason for them to do anything more than just for padding. Is just to take the material, and they make it wet and they make it into whatever they want to form in it. They press it into a shape. The hats, the black hats, that is the yeshiva bachram style. Is felt, which is made out of that. It's basically, it's not made out of wool and linen. It's made out of whatever poor animal had to give up its skin for it. But it's basically made wet, and then it takes on a shape, and it's pressed into a shape. That's why when it gets wet again, it gets ruined easily because the whole shape comes from you know when you it comes from that or you when you. You get your suit wet, it gets ruined for other reasons. It doesn't lose its shape, because the shape has nothing to do with the wetness. But a hat is, that's what it comes from. It comes from a, there had to be. Once somebody once bought his wife a fur coat, like after she begged him for years, finally, he stretched his budget to be able to buy her a fur coat. And she looks at it, she says, "Oh, the poor creature that had to be skinned for this coat." And the husband says, "I'm glad you're thinking of me." but anyway, so Shua Tevi Vinayis is a significant machlaikis, and the machlaikis is going to come up when we talk about the padding shilas, which is a little bit down the road, but it's hard to start learning Hilchos Shatnez without knowing what Shua and Tevi Vinayis, what it means.
Shua is separate? Each one is done separately?
Yeah, you comb it. You remember we had here the Shatnez Hageiz? You have to comb it out. It has to be combed, and then it's put in, and it's and then you go into a. They have a the old fashioned spinning wheels that they used to spin. Used to spin what? It goes on both, I believe. I think both. The padding.
Yeah.
The padding, except like the gears of the Rambam, that Shua alone, it's a drabbanon. There's an issue of the reprocessed fibers, which are made out of. You know, when you donate your clothing in those big boxes, don't think anybody's wearing them. They get, a dollar a pound or whatever they get that's made into reprocessed fibers. They don't. It's not like when you go to places where use clothing where they sell it. The places where they just buy old clothing by the pound, and it's sold for reprocessed fibers, and that's where a lot of the padding. Some of the padding is reprocessed fibers. I think in the Shatnez lab they have the gloves that you hold hat paps. What do you call oven gloves? Oven mitts. You have to look at the padding. If the padding is white. Then they say you don't have to check it because it's not reprocessed fibers. It's just made out of felt. If it's multicolored, that's made out of reprocessed fibers, the same as the padding that you might have in your clothing. I believe that's what they say. The baseball glove shayla we'll get up to as well. Baseball glove, the padding, the baseball gloves is a similar shayla. The difference is by a suit you can cut it open and check it. By a baseball glove, once you cut it open, you're left without a baseball glove. It's not made. With a part that's threaded, that can be done.
So shoya is something you do to the material back to the wool by itself. What are the basic criteria? How they have to be joined? The wool and the linen.
And there are no criteria. Obviously, if you just have combed out wool and combed out linen, not going to be. There's no avera to be done because what are you going to do with it?
It means. Let's say we take both of them, bunch them together, and use it for padding.
That's the issue, yeah.
So that,
So that would be aser.
That way they become one.
That way they become aser. If they have to be somehow, you see, we're going to have. It's not even pashut to have to be joined together. If they're just touching each other in a padding, so there can be criteria. If you can pull one out, either one out without the other, they're not considered connected. Otherwise, they are. The Gra had a chumra. The Graniks don't wear woolen talus cotton. Every one of the Paiskim says that the Riff and the Rambam hold, the only way to do Dairaisa is wool. So why Yilkrim Chaim Kanievsky, he wears cotton talus cotton? Because the Gra had a chumra that if you have wool and a talus cotton and there's some linen in your shirt, it's also awesome Mishum Shatnas, for reasons we'll get to. And that's why they have a minig to wear only a cotton talus cotton. The Chochmas Adam brings that there are harbe anoshim mizmaneinu, I think I brought his lashon. He says, Roy lahachmir, loy lo vaysh big day tsemer. Shurigin linsa ben chute pishdan. That's what he says here in Klakovov, the end, in Sukkot and Chafei. He writes, and his day in Vilna, there was no shatness testing. You had to be some sort of expert and look at it. And it was very common to have problems. Now, that's a problem even with the beged itself. The gross chumra is even a beged on top of a beged. That is an issue. Well, in the case of talus cotton, it's certainly not a derais. I mean, it's not sure to have even as well. We'll get to it. I doubt there's any sheet that's derais, but I'm not
sure. Why should
nobody wears a linen shirt?
Any linen? Who
wears
linen? What?
They all linen shirts.
I would say
the chutim is a bigger problem.
I mean, the chutim that they. Well, it's mostly. Oh, the chutim. No, chutim only. No, it's not kosher. Chutim can only be either wool or the minabeget.
So
we're cotton chutim with a cotton bag. I don't know. Start a new style. So we're going to have, if the chair is mechamim, then it's also a problem. There was a ma'isa with the Chafetz Chaim. There was a ma'isa with the Chafetz Chaim. When they brought the Chafetz Chaim to Knesset Gedolah, they sent Ramea Shapiro, was a young man, they sent him to accompany the Chafetz Chaim, and they sent him two first-class tickets on the train. You understand, first-class didn't mean that it tilts back. But what was he, first class and regular? Regular was wooden chair, wooden benches, and first class was padded benches. So they got on the train. The Chafetz Chaim wouldn't sit on the padded benches. He was afraid of shatness. So even though he had a first class ticket, he went to the back. Ramey Shapiro was afraid they're going to come to wherever it was, and everyone's going to see he didn't sit first class, shatness. So Ramey Shapiro dafka sat, because he held it's not a shatness shayla. So he dafka sat in the first class area. The Chafetz Chaim sat on the benches, and that's how he accompanied the Chafetz Chaim to the each one. The Chafetz Chaim was afraid of shatness, and he wasn't. Now the issue we're going to get to is it's a sugi actually in the end of the first parak in Beya, and Dover HaMechameim is aser, and what you sit on is Mechameim, as you tend to notice on very hot days when there's no air conditioning, that the seat is Mechameim. Stipler, the same story. He went on his first date, so he had to stand on the train and he wasn't able to sleep. He fell asleep on the date, which was what? Maybe it was Rav Don Plotsky. It wasn't Ramey Shapiro. Rav Don Plotsky. I'm sorry. It was not Ramey Shapiro. Rav Don Plotsky. I'm sorry. Okay, I got my story wrong. What? You have to say, okay. Good. Okay. All right. Second machlokes b'derech hakdama is there's a klar. It's a lamda shklar. I think the stipler actually in Yavamis has a shekel tire on it. When you have a baged that has some shatnez in it, is the whole baged shatnez, or just where the shatnez is located? Now there's no shaila If you have a woolen beged and there's linen on one end, the whole beged is shatnez, because the tzemer and the pishtin is certainly shatnez. There's no question. The basar and the chalav are basar and chalav. The tzemer and the pishtin are both shatnez. The shaila is, if you have a non-shatnez beged, you have a beged made out of cotton or made out of polyester, and on one end you have chutei tzemer and chutei pishtin. Is it a din in the beged, or is it a din in the chutim, in the chutim themselves? You follow the issue? In other words, do we say, let's say somebody has a blanket, and stitched around the end of the blanket, somehow there's a tzemer pishtin. He's got a fancy linen top, you know, supposed to touch your face, it's nice and soft, and they're woolen threads. So he puts it by his feet. He wants to cover himself, he's not going to cover himself with the pishtin, or the tzemer, he'll cover himself only with the polyester, or the cotton. So the shaila is, and this is a chakira in many achrayim, whether, like Yehuda has a tshuva, he talks about it, whether it's a din in the whole baguette, or if it's a din in the chutim themselves. There are a number of theoretical nafkaminis and one or two practical nafkaminis. And in theory, at least, is nafkamina. If you have a baguette with six pieces of a tzemer, six threads of tzemer, and one thread of, so say six of tzemer and six of pishtan. You have another beggar with one and one. Is there any difference in the avera between the two? Well, let's say you know a friar yid he's wearing shatnez, but you're able to make less tzemer and pishtan in the beggar. So that's totally in this chakira. If it's a din in the chutim, in the threads of tzemer or pishtim, so each thread of tzemer or pishtim is an aveira, so the fewer the better. If it's a din in the beged, it's a beged of shatnez, so what's the difference? How many threads? Once it's a beged of shatnez, the whole beged is a beged of shatnez. It's sort of... Well, again, bittul is reis tzadik tesla next week. That bittul is only when it's not nicker. You mean when it gets lost when it's not nicker.
Okay, right. That's okay. When the threads are in a cotton or a polyester beged.
Yeah, right. Again, what was I saying? That the question is: is it din in the baguette or it's a din in the individual threads? Is it like an animal? It's a trefa. If an animal is a trefa, it's got a trephus in its brain. So the hindquarters are also a trefa. Right? Once you have one part of the animal that's trefa, the whole animal is a trefa. Or is it like an animal that has a wound, that has a blood clotted in one spot? You shef the animal, so you have to cut out the blood clotted area. That's blood. That's awesome. The rest of the animal is kosher. So that's the dimion that's given. Is it like trephis that the whole thing becomes a beged shel shatnez, or is it a section that's something of an issue? Now, where does this come up in halacha lemaisa? So there are two important nekudas. Neid Yehuda brings, it's what's actually a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh. The question is, what happens if you have a suit? I don't want to say a suit, that's a beged of tzemer. You have a beged, it's not tzemer, you have a cotton beged. And the buttons are attached with linen. No wool by the buttons. But there's wool someplace else, I don't know, the label in the back was sewn on with wool. So you have some wool on your beged and some pishtin, but they don't cross. The tzemer doesn't touch the pishtin doesn't touch the tzemer. Is that included in the iser shatnez or not? It's very nageya, the padding, when you have padding. The padding is made when it's made from, when it's original padding, it's made out of one material. When it's reprocessed, you can have wool on one side of the padding and linen on the other. So the question is, if it's a din in the beged, so it's a beged that has tzemer or pishtim. So what's the difference? The tzemer is on one end, the pishtim is on the other end. It's a beged of tzemer or pishtim. If it's a din in the threads, then you can still clear. If it's a din in the threads, Do the threads have to touch, or they don't have to touch?
Because then there's a thread, they have a check for that. Because they can check this side, and it looks good, the other side could be... They're not checking
so
every,
you would have to check...
Every,
according
every,
to that, you would have to check
every drop.
The Rosh says they have to be touching, and the Rambam says even if they're not. We're getting the feeling the Rambam is very... He tends to be very makel in many things. Here he's very machmir. He held Shua Oitevi Yainais, and he holds... that even if the Tzemra Pishtim are not touching each other, that the Issa still applies. So this is one nafkamina. The second nafkamina, you can have sometimes you have, let's say, boots, or something where, the example it's brought later in Shin Aleph, you have boots where the heel is hard. It's not mechamim. A hard thing is fine. But in the case of Shulchan Aruch, there was tzemer, and there's pishtim in the stitching, and there was tzemer also. But the tzemer was under the sole or under the heel. It didn't. The tzemer itself was not mechamim the guf. So the question is whether that tzemer can aser. The tzemer is not mechamim. The pishtim is. The tzemer is servicing the beged. If you hold only the tzemer and pishtim go into cheshbon. So then there's no tzemer here, that's mechamim. If he holds a din in the beged, you can still clear, but the oisrim clearly hold that it's a din in the beged, and for that reason it's still osir. And again, this is something we're going to have later in Simin Shin Aleph, I believe Sifyut Gimel, and it's totally vayter in this type of a shayla. By the way, it's Negeya when they had tcheles, or if you hold, they still have tcheles. It's again when you put tcheles on a pishtan beged, asei dechalois asei, right? One of the I told you there are 9 cases of asei dechalois asei b'chol haTorah kula. Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Halacha. The only 9 cases. I'm saying this for years. I'm waiting so much to come with a 10th one. But when we finished the sugi and yeshiva, we made a list. There were 9. One of them is that tzitzis is daicha shatnis. You're allowed to put tcheles onto a beged shel pishtan. Now, is that mati or lovan to be wool as well? Or is it only mati to tcheles to be wool? Maybe the lovan still has to be meshi. So the Kesef Mishnah, in Perigimla al-Chavav, you could look in the tzitzis, he says, "Called the efshalamute isurim ematinan." If you have a pishtan beged, today we don't have pishtan begadim, but if you have a beged made out of flax or linen, flax minatayra, if you have a flax beged and you're putting on tcheles, which is wool, could the lavan be wool as well? So Taisus in Yevamis on Daf Dalam Abayz says, "Migu that the tcheles could be wool, the lavan could be wool." Because Tosfos holds it's a din in the beged. Once the beged is allowed to have wool and linen, what's the difference how much wool and linen you have? It's a din in the beged. But Kesem Mishta says, no. Called the Eshel Lamute Bisura Mematino. What does that mean? That means that every additional thread is an additional Isser. So according to the Kesem Mishta, it appears that it's a din in the beged, according to the Taisus Nat, Rabbi Chana, and the Kaivet Tzaris, Simen Zayin, Ois Dalid, goes into this,
Rashi,
this discussion.
Rashi, how is it Esed Echolais Esed it's not woven. How would you ever have it with scissors? How would you come up with
if you need Orug, how do you have? Yes, so I don't know the answer. I don't know if the beggar is Orug. I don't know. You're right.
Even Taisus.
Okay, I'm going to learn this with you. Thursday night at about 2 a.m. I looked at what we're learning. I didn't go through all Hilchos with Shatnez since then. So I'm... We'll have to get to answer your question. Right? The more wool, the bigger Aveira. The more linen, the bigger Aveira. Yeah. Okay. Yes? The what? That's what likes to rob in the rush. If there's this, there is. I think so, unless there are other considerations that I'm not holding by. Yeah, the way it does. There's an interesting Maram Rutenberg in the Mordechai, in the beginning of Perek HaLabasar in Cholin, which some of you are learning Cholin. He writes, "Bimei churpi ha'isi misloitzeitz al b'nei Adam." He says, "When I was young, I used to make fun of people." They didn't eat basa behema after hard cheese. He said, Chazal didn't answer it. The Gemara doesn't say you have to wait from cheese to. He said, I was mislighted. Ad shepam achas mitzasi gvina ben shinai misudal suda. He says, once it happened to me, there was cheese, hard cheese still stuck in my teeth. And after that, I started to be machmer. That's what he writes. I mention it, the Chacham Zodim says that there are people that don't wear wool. Now, we wear wool, all of us wear wool. The Chassidim, they wear the linen bekishes. They wear linen because of this, because of Chashash Shatnitz. So we don't hold, you have to be careful, we hold you check, we hope that they'll never come to something more chomer than that, but
they're putting the linen baggage on top of the woolen they're wearing a woolen baggage, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they're not worried about the gra. I mean, about the gross chumra. Yeah, that's not nikkur adin. So, yeah. So anyway, this is the what? No, I'm sorry, silk, not linen. They were silk, so I'm sorry. They were silk, so it's not linen. It's not that. And sorry, you're right. Okay, so much for hagdama simirei sadiches. Is also a Hagdama, but it falls into a very fascinating discussion about the Gezeris of Marisayan. Reisa deches devarim asurim mishum kalei begadim. Now, let's pay attention, because I really have a very short attention span for things that have no practical application. If you ask me, is it wool or is it cotton or is it linen or is it something else? I say, look at the label. You know, I don't look at things and no. He talks about different material. So let's try to pay attention to the material we're talking about. Yeah, the material that's us in Shatnez Dereis is only wool and linen. But this sif adds Isurim Derabbanan. Zakta Mechaber, Ein Asa Mishum Klayim, Ella, Semer Rechelim, the ayolim, male and female, ram and lamb, in pishtad, together with flax, aval tzemer gmalim, the tzemer arnovim, the wool of camels, or the wool of a rabbit, v'noitzah shalizim, or goats, goat hair, v'chol shar minim, and all other types, mutorim v'pishtad. Cotton, anything, whatever you come up with. Polyester, it's all mutter b'pishta. V'chein canvas. Now canvas we have here in Machlokes Mechaber Rama. Now what is canvas? Canvas is what they call hemp. Hemp is a material. When's the last time you bought something with hemp?
They wrapped
this dragon with hemp. I want to read to you from Wikipedia. Hemp was made illegal to grow without a permit in the United States under the Controlled Substance Act, passed in 1970, because of its relation to marijuana and any imported hemp products. It's grown also from the cannabis. I never knew the word cannabis till very recently, but it's a cannabis plant. It's related to marijuana. Any imported hemp products must meet a zero tolerance level. That means exactly. Some states have made cultivation of industrial hemp legal, but farmers in many states have not yet begun to grow it because of resistance from the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration, which makes large-scale hemp growing in the United States not viable. So this is the reason we don't see hemp. The Hemp Farming Act of 2018, part of the 2018 Farm Bill, signed by President Donald Trump on December 20th, 2018, pretty recently, changed hemp from a controlled substance to an agricultural commodity, which made it easier for farmers to get loans to grow hemp and allowed them, past tense, to get federal crop insurance. I guess whatever they're getting, got money from the government, they had the applications ready as soon as it was signed. So we're going to see more hemp very shortly, because hemp is growing hemp. I guess it takes a few months to grow it, but hemp is going to be on the agenda soon. Now, what about hemp? So let's learn the Mechaber and learn the Rambam. Again, you have to hold cup. We're talking now about Isurim Derabbanan. So far, we didn't mention a single Issur Derabbanan. Everything the Shulchan Aruch said is mutter, except for Tzemer Pishtin. Chen Kambus, Tzemer Geffen, that's cotton. V'chol Sharmin Mutarim, I feel a bit Tzemer Chalim, or Recholim, I don't know what the hell, Ve'elim. V'chachomim Osru, Mibnei Maris Ayin, Meshi im Tzemer. Now you have to listen very carefully to the Rabbanans. If you think it's not Negeya, you'll see it's very Negeya. The Chomim Asid Maris Ayin to grow Meshi. What's Meshi? That's silk together with wool to wear. Mefisha Daimila Pishtin. Silk is very similar to linen. V'chein, how do you pronounce that? Kelach. Ooh, what is that? Min shagadol b'krochei ayam ala avonim shabiyam. It sounds like some type of moss or seaweed. But that's not this kelach. That's what a long kuf. Yeah, that's a kuf, not a kuf. So, v'doyma l'tzemer asrum b'nei maris ayin imapishta. Now here's where it gets interesting. V'ha'idna meshi motzi b'neinu. Nowadays, there's a lot of silk around. V'ha'kol makirim b'ay. And everyone knows what silk looks like. V'fikach ein b'ay mishum arisayin. U'mutu ima tzemer v'ima gefen. Here we have, we have an unusual sif in Shulchan Aruch. Chachomim wa geyser. The Mishnah says, chachomim wa geyser on two meanim. It was Losh HaMishnah, Shirayim v'kelach. Shirayim, apparently somehow, Shirayim means shmatis, but it means apparently meshi. And these two things, they answered in the Mishnah, saying nowadays, that people know what it is, the issa comes off. Now this is a groundbreaking din. Chazal asin mishum arisayin. We usually understand Chazal asin mishum arisayin, it's like plug, it remains asr. The Mechaber here is saying, and Mefarshim asked the question, we'll get to what they say, what's going on here? If it's asr mishum arisayin, so tzarech bez nachal atiroi, the Pesachei Tshuva Gimel is the kasha. How could you be matter it? So Bez Nachla Tirai, Pisre Chuva Alafabi. But we'll wait for Pisre Chuva. Let's sort of Sif Bez, which is a continuation. Rochel Bas Eiz. Now what does that mean? It sounds like a hybrid. You can't, a goat and a lamb don't mate. I looked in Rechai Knievsky, Derech Hamuna, he says Rochel Bas Eiz just means a goat that gave birth to a creature that is like a Rochel, that has heavy wool. Samra, Osir, and Pishav, and name Arasayim. How common this was, I have no idea. But there were also guys in Mishum Arasayim. Now this is a Rambam. This is not in the Mishnah, it's a Rambam. Ramah, v'os litva beget kamvos, tachas beget semer. V'mokim deloshkiah kamvos, Mishum Arasayim, the Rosh. Now here I want to make a point. In the Mishnah, it only asks Meshi, and Kelach, how you pronounce it. It only asks two things. The Rambam added Rochel Baseis, and the Rosh added a Beged Kamvus that's also Osir, Mishum Mizrazayim, Umokin Deshkiach Shari. In a place where it's common, it's Mutter. There are two discussions regarding Marisayin which come from Simon Reish Tzadik Ches. I don't think any of us are going to have Shilas with the materials. It says in a number of places, Chaim Kinevsky writes in Derech Hamuna that nowadays all mean a mashchiach, and there's no shat in the Rabbanan. The Mechaber Ramah both say there's something in shchiach that it's mutter. The truth is the shach in Sukkot and Beis says it in regard to canvas. Shach Beis, makim the shchiach, b'midasenu na'igin hetem b'beged canvas ki umatzi lo raiv. It's hemp in the United States. It's not motzi, but he's saying it's motzi l'roi v'agos trisho. Because I'm a bach. Listen to what he says. Nowadays, something will be motzi. Yeshkayach. It could be motzi. All of us sitting around the table, unless you're in the material business, we don't know what it looks like. What does it help that it's common? I can't tell the difference between polyester and wool. So Zok Deshach, look what Deshach says. Kosvabach, Kimisha Motzi, Noegin Heter, Afa Pishalai Nimsa Misha Makirai, Love Intrabega Canvas. Even though nobody could tell, Kimalamat, only few people. What does it help with Shkiach? So the understanding is, since it's Shkiach, people who don't know are not going to rush to judgment that it's Aser. They'll say, oh, he's wearing it, probably it's I mean, that's mutter. So even though you're not makir it, if it's matsui, matsui meaning it's known that the other materials exist. And today, with all of the types of material that are made out of synthetics, the chlal, everything is matsui, and all the gezeiros drabanan lemaisa do not apply. Marisai, that's always where you can't tell the difference. So the Bach would be good. The Bach is saying it's not because you could tell. You see, you can learn the Mogaiza when you weren't able to tell the difference. And today you could tell the difference. You can learn that. The way the Shach learns the Bach, it's not true. The way the Shach learns the Bach, he's saying into the Bach that, no, Pshat is, everyone will assume it's from the Min that's Mutter. Everyone knows that many meaning. And everyone will see, will assume that it's Mutter. Shetu Shalas Negatidis. I'll get to it in a minute. Anyway, this is the. We have in this sift two chidushim. The first chidush is the chidush that says here that even though Chazal were goyzim shemarasayim, and normally I would say loy plug, we're makel nowadays because there's no real marasayim. There's a second chiddush, the Gilyan Marshah, but I think we should do one at a time. So let's first learn the Pischei Tshuva. So this first chiddush is a kula in Marisayin. I'll tell you where it's Nageya. Very often in camp, the boys go swimming. And Friday afternoon, they're hanging their wet bathing suits, are hanging to dry. Very often people go, you go out in wet weather, and you come home, you're soaked. So you take off your clothing, you hang it up to dry. In Shulchan Aruch it says, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have clothing hanging up to dry. It's Marisayim, people are going to assume you did laundry. So, on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, if you come home and your socks are wet, I don't know what you're supposed to do with them. Because the Shulchan Aruch says you can't hang them up to dry. Normally, you go into the bathroom, you hang it over a rod, you know, and put it in the hamper wet. You hang it up to dry. Yeah, if your shirt is wet, you hang it up to dry. Shulchan Aruch, it says it's us. Now, but Mechadre Chadarim, Marisayin of Derei says also Mechadre Chadarim. Nowadays, people don't hang things up to dry anymore. Today we have dryers. Occasionally people hang things up to dry. I would think that the Marisayin would be less of a Marisayin. Could we change it? Because in the Shkiach, you see things hanging, you don't assume it came from the laundry room, you assume that people go away.
Yeah, but no one's making.
Could you change it?
For
one bag.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
When
Merkel takes a shkiach. The power of the milk, when Merkel takes a shkiach. It's funny, because 30 years ago, people, they were more makbin. It's true. What? You wouldn't be chayshish. Our rabbi says, so let's learn the geder adavar. Rabbi Kiva, the Pischei Tshuva tells us. Pischei Tshuva Aleph. Ha lechay rakasha kaivel on the davar shenesar av shabotel atam sarach min yinachal atirai. Mitzasi b'sefer tferes Yisrael al mishnayis perek tes deklayim. Shahir b'zeh, he has the kasha. Because of the taras al pidivrei atas shim lamites gimel. And l'fi mashkasa maget avram, se b'des gond zayim b'laf ochi lo kasha midi. That's all part of tferes Yisrael. Tferes Yisrael says we can answer two ways. Based either on a maget avram or based on a taz. So I want to do the Magen Avraham first, and we'll call these the Keheter. Magen Avraham says that there are two kinds of marisayin. Marisayin that people don't know about. People know it's osir, but they don't know why. That's one type of marisayin. And there's a second kind of marisayin where everybody understands the reason that something is osir. The Magen Avraham is going in Hilchas Tzitzis, Siman Tes, where it says, Sif Vav, I mentioned earlier, Ein Lasis Talas Shel Pishtan. Nowadays we don't make any talis katan and talis gadol out of pishtan. Afal pishein halacha kein, even though it's not really yasser, it's also to make shatnez, but you're allowed to have a beggar pishtan. Yirei shamayim yaitzes kulam vayse talis shel tzemer. You should make tzemer shuchay b'tzitzim min atayr, but like pickbook. The Mechaber says you should wear woolen tzitzis. Period. Miu. Im EF Shirak Batal Shal Pishtan, this is the Ramah. If it's EF Shal, only Talashal Pishtan, Mutav Shiasa Tal Shal Pishtan, Vititzit Shal Pishtan, Mishis Batal Mitzitzitzis. Even though there was a Gzeira on Pishtan, according to this Yeshayimrim, if you're stuck, you could be Mekel. Why, if you're stuck, you could be Mekel? I would say you're Semech on the Mekilim. But Gavram says no. But Gavram says it's a Gzeira, Ikra Gzeira, Mishum Tchelos. Why did Chazal say don't wear pishtan? It's a gzera in the Gemara. That's not marasayim, but it's a gzera because you're going to wear meshi and you're going to put on tchelas and you're going to come to wear shatnez with it. Vo'inna leka tchelas. So my Avraham says nowadays that we don't have tchelas. So nowadays it's mutter. The gzera was made because of tchelas. V'lo shachlid meisel davashad esa b'minyan. Once Chazal asked a beggar shel meshi, how could you be mekel b'zman hazeh? The kivan shetam ha'isur yodua, in this batal ha'tam, this batal ha'isur memela. Says when the reason for the gzeira is known, if the tam is batal, the gzeira is batal. This is what the Magen Avraham says. When the reason is known, then if the tam is bottled, here the reason is known. Why everyone knows shatnez is only tzero pishtim. It's a pasuk in the Gemara. If someone will tell you they acid canvas or they acid meshi, you'll know. No one thinks that meshi is shatnez deraisa. They know it's gzeiras marasayin. So bizman hazeh that it's known that meshi exists. So people are not going to be malamed chayiv when the tam adover is yodua. It's mutter. Based on this, just to give you an example, Rabbi Avadya Yosef says that even when you learn the Mishnah by Mem Adlikin, it says you're not allowed to light with, somebody want to rattle off the list, you're not Ashkenazi, you now do a whole bunch of things, you're not allowed to light. So he says, Bizman Hazeh, he's talking about, sounds like cottonseed oil. He says, today the oil burns well, Shemen Kik. He says, today we have that same oil that Chazal Asr, and it burns cleanly. So he brings from the Oratzion, which was a previous Rav Rashi, the Asr. The Mishnah says it's Asr. And Rav Avadya says it's Mutter based on this Tiferes Yisrael. He says, Tami Yisi Yadua. Why does anybody think you're not allowed to use certain types of oil? Because it doesn't burn well. So today, where it burns just as well, it's Mutter. This is an example of this Heter. Yeah. Why can't we? Oh, so according to this, maybe that's why I mentioned it. Hang things out to dry, you mean? According to this, it may be that there are many other cases where we could be mekel on a gzeira. Now, it's a little dangerous to stop being mekel on everything from just a svara, but al kaponim, we have at least a klal in lomdis, where if the tam is yodua, then it's mutter. This is the money. Okay, so it's not us exerid rabbanon. We'll get to the gra. The gra holds that even a beggar on a beggar is a shayla of a deraisa, whatever it is. Shrika samimonim. I tell you, it changed. Now they started again. But I don't know. I once asked Rav Palm. Rav Palm was, when it came to taking medication on Shabbos, he was very makel. He wasn't makel straight out. If you have a headache, you know, you should take an aspirin or a Tylenol. But he was makel on a lot of the shittas, some of them uncharacteristically. There's a known heter that if you have to take it 7 days, it's mutter. Ramesh disagrees with it. Ramesh is a machber on it. So, but yes, I'm not talking sakana. I'm talking, you know, it's not a sakana. But Rapam was very makel in these things. I remember once, it floored me. And there was a girl who was eating at our Shabbos table, a teenager or a shidduch age girl, and she had acne, and she took antibiotics for the acne. So she asked me if she could take it on Shabbos. I said, the last I checked, acne is not a disease, it's not a chayli. So I told her she should skip Shabbos, take it right before Shabbos, right after Shabbos. So on Sunday, Kidarki, you know, I wanted to make conversation with her farm, so I always used to tell him the Shabbos that came up. So he said, no, you can take antibiotics. You can take antibiotics for acne. So look, acne is a type of infection. An infection is a chayli. So you could take it. It floored me. I couldn't understand why he was so makel. Acne is a type of infection. For infection, you don't have to take antibiotics. So, what? For Shaduchim purposes, it's not enough for a Mishka, but it's a Shem Chayli. That's what he said. If it's a Shem Chayli, it's one. So I suspected that the reason he's Mekel so much is because of this Tziruf, of the fact that the Gzeira Otu Shchika Samamanim, and today Shchika Samamanim is like Shchiach Beineinu. Nobody is Shechik Samamanim, although it's starting to come in style again today with the organic movement. But the homeopathic remedies, where they tell you you got to grind it at home, you got to grind it and grind it and grind it over and over after it's ground. That's all part of the remedy. And so I don't know what to say, but it's not, at least not, it's not very shkiyah. And maybe that's the reason he was makel. That was observed to me.
Maybe not for the mishka means you won't go to shul. Maybe she was embarrassed that you won't go to shul.
That's not what he said. It may be, but it's not what he said. Anyway, from that taking one day, that day, it don't break out. It's just, it's a long-term truth. Okay, a second chiddush, and this is maybe the biggest chiddush, in the Gilya Marsha. The Gilya Marsha, Reis Tzadiches, not the beginning of it, which is Agdama, but Reis Tzadiches, this is a yediya that a person should have up his sleeve. The name Arisayin, Ein lanu lahoisif iser meatzmenu b'pnei maris ayin. We have no right to add maris ayin. But chazal asin maris ayin is aser. We cannot aser new maris ayin on our own. Kagain kambalut minoitze shel izim b'demilet semer. They have some new material. This is true with Shmuel Abuab, Simen Tzadik Beis, Dvar Shmuel Abuab. He says, he was asked, is a new material which looks like tzemer. So he says, we can't aser. But listen to what he says. He says, you can't aser because ein lanu lesar maris ayin meyatzneinu. We can't make a new maris ayin that Chazal didn't make. Now this is an extraordinary klal, which I have to explain. What does it mean we don't aser maris ayin? He doesn't say we can't make any gezeiros. He says marasayin. He says pashas it means after this mana gemara you don't need marasayin. Now Chaim Knievsky in the Derech Amuna, the first Be'er Halacha in Perik Yud, which is Hilchos Klayim, he brings this. He says, what do you mean? In the Mishnah only asid meshi and kelach named marasayin. The Rosh added canvas and the Rambam added rochel basizin. So you see, Rishayim added. This is kasha. And why isn't it so strong of a kasha? For the klal, it's not just a strong kasha. Because Chazal did make an iser for things that look like tzemer u'pishne. So it, maybe it's riding on that iser. But on the other hand, the Dvar Shmuel was the same thing. It was a new min. And he says that it's that al tzemer u'sayin, you can't iser it, even though they made a general gezeirah, Rafael Pikain. Or you can't answer it. So this is part of the thing. Who's Me'atzmeinu? It's also it's a legitimate question. Who's Me'atzmeinu? Basically, she means that... So I want to explain. Ramesha has a shita in this, which he has Derech Klal in many of his truvas, but I think in one of the last volumes, not Tess, but in Zayin Aches, there's a letter purportedly to Reb Ruvein, it's really Shtukal Taira, I don't remember the simon, where he explains the following. Chazal asa mishum marasayin is aser, afilu b'chedri chadorim. The rule is marasayin of a deraisa, is also bechedri chador, marasayin of a derabanan. No, but most marasayin is for marasayin of a deraisa. It's also afil bechedri chador. There are things that are also b'nei hachashad, or chashash is his lashon. Things also b'shem hachashash. What does that mean? So Ramesh has his tshuven in Chelek Beis of Arachayim about going into a trefa restaurant. You want to go to a trefa restaurant in those days to use the telephone, or to use the bathroom, or to get a Coke, buy a Coke. You're allowed to go into a trefa restaurant. So in an airport, there's no shayla. Everybody goes in for Cokes. But on a highway stop, everyone goes in for the restroom. But in the street, you want to go, there's a McDonald's on Coney Island Avenue near the yeshiva. You want to go in and get a Coke. So Ramesh says, it's Aser, it's Marasayim. Then Rav Moshe says, if it's Shasat Chak, so you got to look around, make sure no one's looking. And before he is looking, tell him. And then you can go in and get the Coke. So what's going on? You ever heard such a thing? The name Arisayan. You look around and you tell everybody you go in. So Rav Moshe Shita is, the way I understand, is what Chazal asked Mishum Arisayan. That's Arisayan, that's us. Besides that, there's a cloud. People shouldn't do things that others are going to be chayshed them. You shouldn't do things that are muzah b'nei b'nei anashim and ne'achashad. You shouldn't do things ne'achashad. So that idea, you shouldn't ne'achashad, it's not a gzeira of marasayin. It wouldn't be matir in such a makom tzairach. But it's not. You can't make new gzeiras mishum marasayin. The sheitel tumul is somehow related to that. The sheitel, the tumul, lamaisa, people in the sheitel, look, Mishnah Berurah is matir, and Igros Moshe is matir. So, you know, don't start up with me. You want to be machmir, machmir yourself. Mishnah Berurah brings that, he says, b'mokum shadogu heter, tzimun ayin hey, the halachas of sarbi sheherva. Mishnah Berurah says that b'mokum shadogu heter, it's mutter. And Ramesh in Ebenezer, Beis Yud Beis, says it's mutter. So I happen to know that the Eisrim are being right different from David. To say that was in Ramesh's time when the Sheikhs weren't so nice, and today they're very nice, and therefore it should be worse. And Rav David said, no, ask any lady, the Sheikhs not the same as you hear. Ask any lady, you know, like a different, he doesn't want to discuss it. But, what? It's to cover your hair, like the Rav Avadya's, the also part of Rav Avadya Yosef, don't wear Sheikhs, they cover their hair. So here, the Shah is, could you make a new gezeira marasayin? That's the Isser. That it looks like real here. That's the Isser ma'asering, so it looks like real here. Ramesh says, it doesn't look like real here. If you look close up, it doesn't look like real here. And they're saying, it does look like real here. So don't ask me, I don't steer at ladies here all the time, so I don't really, you know, I can't tell anything. But usually the rule is, if it looks gorgeous, it's a sheitel. If it looks frazzled, then it's hair. That's usually the issue, you know. The shayda keep nice, and hair gets. You have to take care of it all the time. So. But anyway, it's related to Chazal Asim Shemar Sain. According to this, they can. Okay, Reish Tzadik test next week. Can I trouble?